listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Fresh Catch Seafood Grill in Stewart, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a beautiful locally owned restaurant that offers fish so fresh that it's brought in whole and filleted on the premises daily. Serving mahi, grouper, flounder, snapper, and wahoo. Fresh Catch Seafood Grill is open every day for lunch and dinner, Sundays too. Fresh Catch Seafood Grill serves tender steaks, Angus burgers, and of course, fresh seafood. Located at 1411 Indian Street between US 1 and Willoughby in Stewart.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to Next Gen Ministries with Travis and Patrice Morgan. We would also like to thank our sponsor, Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., located in Boca Raton, Florida, for supporting this ministry. If you would like to write into us, request prayer, or financially support this ministry, we can be reached at P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Again, that's P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429, or at phone number 561-705-7830. Now, stay tuned for today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, Radio Land. This is Patrice Morgan, and I'm here with
Travis. Good morning.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank all of the listeners that take their time out every week to listen to us. And I just want to take this time to tell some of the listeners, and you know who you are, that contacted us regarding prayer for your loved ones and for things in your life that's been going on. I just want to let you know that we're so grateful that you allowed us to share with you and to be able to lift you up in prayer as we should in the body of Christ as brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I want you to know that we will continue to pray for you, and we have been praying for you. And we know that God is going to do a mighty work because prayer changes things. And that's pretty much what we're going to talk about today. Prayer, the power of prayer. And we can talk about this because I think that every believer knows just how good God is. And we've been praying for some things ourselves, and we've been seeing God. God has always answered our prayer.
Yes.
It may not be exactly what we think it should be, but at the end of the day, when the answer come, we knew it's exactly what it should have been.
Right. What it needs to be.
What it needs to be.
Yep.
And we want to give God glory for that. So because of that, we want to just continue to encourage ourselves in praying without ceasing.
Yes.
And we just want to encourage you out there in Radio Land about the power of prayer.
Amen. It's so true. Also, we want to let you guys know that now we're coming down to the last nitty gritty of the programs. We told you before that we're on for 13 weeks, and that if it was God's will that we would continue to go on, you know, and if it's not God's will for us to go on, it's God's will that we stay in the confinement of the 13 weeks. Mm-hmm. I have the 13 messages that he would want us to speak and move on, you know, and we're down to that now. So again, we want to thank you guys who called.
Yes.
Because we know that people are out there listening. We know because of the results. We get the phone calls that come in. And also, you know, we hope that we encouraged many of you out there.
Yes.
You know, God still reigns. God is in control.
Amen.
God loves us. And God is seeking true worshipers.
Amen.
The all-knowing God who knows all things says that he seeks worshipers.
Yes.
People that will worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
He said that his eyes go to and fro throughout all the land, seeing who he could bless.
Yes.
The reason why he does that is because God is full of riches,
yes,
full of mercy, love, provision, and he's looking to bless someone.
Yes.
He's looking. And the way that we receive that blessing from God is through prayer,
right.
Faith and prayer.
Right.
They work hand in hand. When you have faith and prayer, nothing can stop you.
That's right.
Nothing will be withheld from you with prayer and faith.
Amen. Amen. And in Philippians 4:6, it says, this is, I love the scripture, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
With what?
With prayer.
Prayer. Yes.
And supplication. And that's why we're coming to you today. We've all had tough times in our life, people.
Yes.
We've all had times when we didn't know what to do, where to turn, where to go. We've all had family members in our life that we were like, oh, Jesus, just
help them.
Help them.
Yes, save them.
But at least we know who to go to.
Yes.
You know, we know who to go to.
The Lord.
We call upon the name
of
that
Jesus.
Is above all names.
Jesus.
That name of Jesus.
Yes.
And this is true with everything by prayer. Prayer and supplication. And that's why we're talking today. Because we want to encourage ourselves.
Yes.
Because we too have things that we need to pray about every day.
Right.
As people of God.
It's so funny because it's not funny, but the way we came up with today's message is this. You know, prayer has been on our hearts
mm-hmm.
for a while now. Prayer. A desire to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, give us a desire to pray. Imagine if we could actually learn to pray and learn to trust God.
Yes.
And learn to go to him with all of our issues.
Yes.
And all of our needs. Imagine we could really focus ourselves in that. We will have everything our heart desire.
Yes.
God wants to give us everything that our hearts desire. But what it is that God says that if my people will what? Humble themselves.
Right.
Yes.
Which are called by my name.
My people which are called. That if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray.
Yes.
That means pride takes us away from communicating with God.
Yes.
We're in a world and a time now where people don't want to go to God for nothing. We're so prideful that we don't even want to pray. We don't
yes.
want to let God know our issues.
Yes.
We don't want anybody to know our issues. We want to hold it in and just deal with it ourselves. And God said, if you who are called by my name, my
yes.
people will just humble themselves
yes.
and pray, then I will heal their land.
Yes.
And in that scripture, I believe that Israel needed their land to be healed.
Right.
So he said, if you just humble yourself,
right.
humble yourself and pray
right.
and ask me and seek me,
right.
you shall find me.
Right.
And when you find me, I will give you the answer
mm-hmm.
that you need. But we don't do it anymore.
Right.
We go on the phone. We go to the magazine,
yes.
the talk shows,
yes.
the TV hosts,
yes.
everybody but the Lord.
Right.
And the reason why, because we don't believe,
right.
because we can't see him. We have no faith. But the Bible says the just shall walk or live by faith.
Yes, yes. And everyone, we're living in a world where everybody thinks they're self-sufficient.
Right.
And I said this a couple of weeks ago, you're not. We don't have it all together. And in Psalms 145, 18 and 19, it says, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them.
Amen.
That's prayer.
That's prayer.
I'm telling you, prayer
Amen.
Is powerful. I'm telling you. And some people says, oh, I don't know how to pray. Listen.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know what? I know you want to say pour out your soul to God, right? Or pour out your heart to God. It's true. No, you're right. Because you guys can't see her face. I can see her face. I'm answering her facial expression. Praise God. But, you know, that story always intrigued me with the disciples.
Right.
Who walked with Jesus for 3.5 years. Who saw the miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the James, Peter, and John saw the transfiguration on the
right.
mountain. How he transfigured himself into glory.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen these things.
Mm-hmm.
But the one question that you see them asking Jesus Christ is, Lord, teach us to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And I can relate to that so much because when I came to God, when I believed the gospel and I came in, that was my weak, one of my weakest points in the beginning.
Right.
Prayer.
Right.
Even now, I'm not even going to say in the beginning. Even now, if you ask any believer, hey, what can you work on? What do you got to say?
Praying and reading the word.
Praying and reading the word.
I'm telling you.
I could pray more. Mm-hmm. I could read more. Mm-hmm. That question that the disciples asked our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the same question that we need to ask him today.
Right.
Lord, teach me to pray.
Yes.
Lord, give me the desire to pray because I want to communicate. They noticed how Jesus would pray in the morning time for hours.
Yes.
Spend hours in prayer.
By himself.
And minutes, seconds, dealing with men's problems.
Exactly.
That's the answer. You see how Jesus showed us the answer? He said, if you take more time praying, you'll take less time trying to solve your problems.
That's a good one.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And that's so true. Spend more time praying, you spend less time dealing with issues in your life.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a good one. You got me with that one.
Amen.
Romans 8.
Holy Ghost.
I know.
Holy Ghost. Teach you all things.
Yes. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Right?
Right.
But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Which cannot be uttered.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've absolutely been there.
Yeah.
How many of you out there have been there where you couldn't pray, but the Holy Spirit in you just rose up and began to take intercession?
Yes. Yes.
Began to take intercession, but you, and you probably began to cry.
And just moan.
Moan or speak in tongues.
Yes.
You know, and God would just pray for you.
Yeah.
Just pray for you. Ain't that something? What a wonderful God we serve.
We have to be diligent, though.
Yes.
We have to. The Bible says pray without ceasing. And, you know, and some people says that's impossible.
It is possible.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
To stay prayerfully minded.
Yep.
You know, there's times I literally leave my desk at work and I go to the bathroom if I have to.
Yes.
You know, there's just times when I just need Jesus. I just need to feel his presence. I need need to tell him, listen, I need to unload on him. You know, I just need to say, God, and I talk to him because he's my father and I know he cares.
Yes.
You know, cast your cares on him, for he cares for us. He really do care for us.
He does.
Yes.
In Luke 18, he says this, that men ought always to pray and not faint.
Yes.
That's what Jesus Christ wants from us. He wants us to pour ourselves, like you said, out to him.
Yes.
To seek him. Listen, it's time for the church to be the church.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
It's time for the body of Christ to step up and be the body of Christ. Instead of whining and complaining and looking to man to help us to solve issues, it's time for us to step up, gird ourselves with truth, and say, Lord, I'm taking my issues to you.
Yes.
I'm praying.
Right.
I'm going home after work and I'm turn off my phone.
Yeah.
Turn the TV off.
Yep.
And I'm going in my room, locking my door, getting my Bible, and praying to God until I get an answer.
Yes.
That's the attitude that we must have.
Yeah.
The problem is that we're too comfortable.
Yeah.
We're in a country, a blessed country, I should say, that if we get a headache, we go to the store.
Yeah.
Quick. Advil, Tylenol, whatever it is. And that's good. But we have so much resources now to answer problems. The internet. We have an issue. We go online.
We think we're self-sufficient.
Right. We have so much access to information that we forget to go to the main source.
The main source.
Who has the answer. Who is the answer.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Mm. I'm telling you, if we could learn to pray, if we could go to Christ and say, Christ, the anointed one, teach us to pray. And the Holy Spirit in us would teach us and lead us into all truth.
Yes.
And we will learn the truth of prayer. And how powerful it is.
Yes.
I believe that we will be the head and not the tail.
That's true.
Above and not beneath. We wouldn't need the gimmicks.
Right.
We wouldn't need the false prophecies. We wouldn't need all these things that don't work.
Right.
We would get a word from the Lord in our hearts.
Right.
In our mind. And God would direct us. And it'll be true when it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Exactly.
Because he will be leading us and making us lie down in green pastures.
And leading us beside those still waters.
Restoring our souls.
And restoring our souls when we're weak. Yes.
That's what God wants. This is a good topic.
Yeah.
Prayer.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. The thing about it is, too, it's really a good topic. The thing about it is, too, that God is seeking that, though. You're not burdening God when you go to him.
No.
You're not. You're not burdening God when you... He wants us to drop these cares on him because he doesn't want us to be loaded down with these cares of the world. He wants us to be able to run the race. He wants us to be able to do what he called us to do.
Amen.
And we can't carry these heavy burdens. So he wants us to unload it. I mean, like, we're just talking and these things are just going through my mind because it's so true. I'm thinking of, like, the times when I truly buckled down and prayed for situations that I probably resisted in. I resisted him and I was like, okay, I can handle this. I can handle this. And I would mess it all up. One prayer would fix that situation.
We'll fix it.
And I'm like, why didn't I do that sooner? I just wasted a lot of time. But that's the truth. Wow.
The Bible says right to us. It says to seek, Jesus says, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Praise.
And all things shall be added unto you. The kingdom of God. You can say so much about the kingdom of God. The method of God. You know, through the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that the kingdom is in us, within us. The kingdom is the Holy Spirit, you know. It's heaven on earth in us. That's the kingdom. That's why God says, when he preached, he said the kingdom of God is at hand. He was saying that he's here. Heaven is on earth, walking right in front of you. That the presence of heaven, the king of heaven is here. The kingdom of God is at hand.
Right.
And he would heal the sick and he would raise the dead and do all these miracles to the ones that sought him.
Right.
To the ones that cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. That's like, that's prayer.
Right.
Reaching out to God, communicating to him.
Right.
Seeking the kingdom, seeking the king of the kingdom.
Right.
Seeking him first and his righteousness. Because you know that we have, God is holy.
Mm.
And for us to communicate with God, we have to be righteous, right?
Right. Right.
Because his Bible says that sin separates us from God.
Right.
But we know that our own righteousness is filthy rags. But the righteousness of Jesus Christ is upon us now. We're covered in his righteousness.
Right.
So seeking the kingdom of God, understanding his righteousness, because we his righteousness also, we need that. He's saying that when you do that now, all things will be added on to you. When you have that understanding, you know, of going to him and knowing that he's going to answer you because not of your own works, but because of his righteousness on us.
Right.
When you do that, everything, you have everything now.
Right.
Because you have faith. You believe. And you said, okay, bam, I'm good.
Right.
God is good.
Right. And another thing that prayer does is it builds relationship with him.
Yes.
And you said it earlier, you don't need any gimmicks. As a matter of fact, I found that in my times where I was praying and seeking God, I would hear something, and it just didn't sit right with me if it wasn't a God.
You mean like,
I would hear
something on the outside.
Yes. Right. And I was like, no, that doesn't sound right. Because I had a relationship with him.
Right.
How can you have a relationship with someone if you don't communicate with them?
If you don't talk to them.
But if you talk to God every day and allow him to minister to you through, you know, you meditate on his word and you talk to him, you can go out there and if anything false comes before you, like, nah, that's not my Jesus.
Right.
That's not what the word says. Builds relationship.
And you know what, too? I know it's about that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You start prophesying to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm so serious. You become the prophet. Exactly. You don't even need to go out and get a prophet. You know how many times I prayed and prayed and I felt like an unction.
What?
And I will get the oil myself,
yeah,
put on my hand or my own head and start prophesying over my family, over us, over my, you know, our destiny as a family.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to be the prophet.
Yes.
You got to be the prophet. You got to speak, thus says the Lord.
Exactly.
Over your house.
Your own life. Because you build that relationship with him, and you knew what he wants for us.
Exactly.
You know what he wants for you as a man of God.
Yes.
You know what he wants for the family.
Yes.
Because you know, you feel that. You get, have that communion
exactly
every day with him. So, of course, you're going to get bold. I could get bold in my relationship with you because you're my husband. I know you.
Yes.
But if I just met someone in the street, I can't speak for them at any time because I don't know them.
You don't know them.
It builds relationship.
Praise God. Prayer. Yes. Yeah. Prayer. I hope you're listening because we're giving you, this is, it says a foolishness of what, of God is what, wiser than
any wisdom
on this earth.
Yeah.
You might be saying, just pray. Yes, that's it. That is it.
Yes.
Speaking to God.
Yes.
Inquiring of the Lord.
Yes.
Encouraging yourself in the Lord.
Yes.
These things work.
Yes.
Praying works. Yes. In James 5. Yeah. This is it. This is the question. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Then right next to that word pray is a period.
Right. Stop there.
Right there. Is any among you afflicted?
Yeah.
Let him pray.
Yeah.
Selah. Think about that. That's in the word of God. James chapter 5 verse 13.
Yes.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Is any merry? Let him sing. God has the answers for everything.
Yes.
If you're afflicted in your mind, in your body, afflicted in your soul, God said that he's able to supply all of your need according to his riches in glory.
Yeah.
According to his power in glory. God is able to supply. He's able. He is able. If I could sing right now and sing that song, he's able.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's able.
Yeah.
He is able. You want to go to somebody that's able, that has enough to solve the problem. And not only that, he's willing and he wants to help. But you, listener out there today, listen up. You have to humble yourself.
Right.
You have to humble yourself. You cannot serve God the way you want to serve God.
Right.
God is not a genie. You can't forsake the Lord. You're every day forsake him. Do what you want to do. And then say a 2-minute prayer. And when you don't see the answer, get mad at him.
Yeah.
The Bible says you have to abide. If you abide in me, I will abide. That word abides means to dwell, to live in. And he says, now whatever you ask me, I'll give to you.
Right.
If you abide in him. You have to abide in the Lord. It's time for the church to be the church.
Yes,
it's time for us to wake up out of this nonchalant, lukewarm attitude.
Sleeping giants.
And to wake up and get serious about serving God. Get serious about your purpose on earth.
Yes.
Your destiny.
Yes.
Because God gave you breath.
Yes.
The Bible says that everything that have breath,
praise
the Lord.
Yes.
We are on borrowed time.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to really stand up and be the church.
Yes.
We are the dominant force on this earth.
Yes.
We have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We make the rules.
Mm-hmm.
We live by them.
Mm-hmm.
And we praise God.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job. We are the higher power on this earth.
Amen.
And we need to wake up and counsel the world.
Yes.
And bring the world into the sheep, those that are going to be saved, into the sheepfold.
Yes.
And stand up for righteousness. But we can't do that when we're going to the world or going to non-believers. I'm trying to say, when I say the world, I mean non-believers.
Right.
We're going to non-believers for answers that God already had the answer for.
Right.
That's a slap in the face to our King.
Mm.
That's a slap in the face to our Father. We're saying that you're not able.
Right.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Wake up. Wake up.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that a lot lately. Wake up. It is so true.
We have been.
Wake up. Think about it.
Right.
Let's get serious. If you're in, you're in. If you're not, then be out.
Right.
That's it. But if we're in, it's time for us to pray.
Right.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he said that. He says he wished we were hot or cold.
That's it.
Yeah. And it's time that we stop carrying unnecessary loads.
Unnecessary.
Just unnecessary loads. Just walking around every day with unnecessary loads when Jesus is right there. And that's why we can't be who we need to be, because we're walking around, we would not open our mouth. Like you said, we won't humble ourselves and pray.
And pray.
Just all it takes. Yep. Say, God, I don't, if you don't know what to do, just say, God, I don't know what to do. That's prayer.
That's prayer.
Just go to Him.
That is prayer.
Right.
I do that.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Yeah. I do that. God, I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to pray.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Right.
I sit in the couch and I'm like, God, I don't know. Right. And He tells me.
Right.
He tells me in many different ways. Mm-hmm. I might say I hear an audible voice on a loudspeaker. I wish that happened. I haven't had that yet. But God does speak to me in my heart. And I just know the voice of God, like it brings Him.
Great.
I'm like, that's God right there.
Yeah.
And I'll do what He say.
Right.
And we're good. Right. I don't know.
Right.
We're not good because we have any special
or anything that we have
accolades
done.
Or anything we've done. We're good because we pray.
Yeah.
We pray, Lord, this is the issue, or this is what we need direction in.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not come the same moment, but one day I could be reading my Bible or watching a sermon or something, and bam, answer comes.
Yeah. It always does.
God is faithful.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because Proverbs 15:29 says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayer of the righteous.
Yes. And we are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You can say that with boldness. Nobody could take it away from you. Second, we have 2 minutes left to for the program, and I want to also. I'm not sure who's listening, who doesn't have a church, but if you usually don't do this, but I'm in a season now in my life where I understand that the church, I'm talking about memberships, deacons, elders, pastor, members, paying tithe, offering, praying together. Going out to eat together, I believe in that 100%. 125 million%. That's even the right way to say it. I believe in the church. I don't believe that we should be sitting home and watching sermons on the internet only. And on TV only. I believe that we should rise up like it did in the book of Acts, and come together in fellowship,
right,
and worship together.
Right.
Hear the word from the leader of the church, the pastor. Mm-hmm. I know there's pastors out there that we see do wrong stuff, but that should tell you that the church is alive,
right,
and real.
Right.
Because if the enemy is taking time to pervert that,
right,
the church setting, that means that we need to go harder now, right, and make it right. Okay? So those of you out there that do not have a church on Sunday in a building, yes, in a building, I'm talking about that. I know the church is the people, but we come together in a meeting place. Read the Bible. They've been doing that.
Yeah.
Then we are inviting you to come to our church.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to come and worship with us.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 561-705-7830. 561-705-7830. 7830. Come, hear the gospel.
Be blessed.
Be blessed. We have 43 seconds. Anything?
Don't let the enemy take away your voice. Pray.
Yes. Pray. Pray. We are still praying for you guys.
We love you guys.
It was an awesome, awesome program today. 20 seconds, 25 seconds.
We're praying. God bless.
561-705-7830. Come out and worship with us.
Amen.
In the church, together. This is where God commands His blessing in Zion. If you're too far, go to a church in your area, but get in a building on Sundays and during the week. God bless you. We love you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.